time for us to talk some baseball as we get on the G&M Family Market phone line. Head on down to Florida and welcome in our friend Ted Berg of USA Today, who apparently cannot get enough of Guns N' Roses on the radio in Florida. Hello, Ted.
Hey, Rich. How's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing well. Aside from Florida Rock Radio, I'm doing well.
So you've heard a little Sweet Child of Mine in the last few hours?
I think probably 7 times in the 24 hours since I've been.
Well, they want you to know what state you're in, of course.
Naturally.
More importantly, did you get all your cargo shorts ready to go for your time in Florida?
I do. I'm fully prepared. I have a full load of cargo shorts and golf shirts, which is my uniform here.
That's fantastic. So it looks like, from what I'm seeing, you're hanging out with the Mets today and watching the always interesting Noah Syndergaard get ready to go.
Yeah, you know, the Mets, today was actually their official report date. They've had a bunch of guys here in camp. They've made a habit of that in recent years. A bunch of guys stay for a big part of the winter here. I'm in West Palm Beach, but they're in Port St. Lucie, a little up the road. So I was there today. All their pitchers are there. All of these guys with huge injury question marks coming back. And, you know, a new manager in Mickey Callaway who's there to try to overhaul that pitching a little bit.
So, what's the reasoning behind choosing the Mets? Because it's going to start your spring training on a high note?
Not exactly that. You know, I guess it's a good time to get to Port St. Lucie and the Mets before guys start getting hurt when things get a little gloomier. But for now, a very optimistic place. I went there, honestly, because I knew they'd have media availability today.
Well, there you go. It's a good plan. So let's talk about this really boring baseball offseason. Not a whole lot of action going. Is it collusion? Is it all because of Scott Boras? Is it because some franchises and cities are content to be mediocre? What's the story behind all this?
I think it's probably, to some extent, a lot of those things. I think that it's, like you mentioned, it's sort of a feast or famine league right now. I think there are a lot of teams where it's not that they're content to be mediocre. I think there are a couple of teams that are content to be mediocre for sure. I think there are a lot of teams looking at the reality and the way, you know, it's almost ironic. Free agency has been so successful for the players over the last 30 or 40 years that it's no longer really a great way to go building a team because it's so expensive and players get so expensive in free agency. So I think you're seeing a lot of clubs rebuilding and so there's not a ton of urgency to sign guys to help them in 2018. They might even be better off without them because losing a few more games will get them better draft picks. So that cuts into the market. I think the luxury tax, as negotiated in the most recent CBA, making it more punitive, making it tougher on teams that go to a higher threshold above the first one, has cut the Yankees and the Dodgers out of the market to some extent, and that drives prices down. I'm a little suspicious as to why a guy like Lance Lynn, a guy like Jonathan Lucroy, guys who seem like they could, at a reasonably inexpensive price, upgrade a lot of contenders, why those guys would still be looking for jobs. But I think it's a combination of a lot of factors. And one of them being that, you know, this offseason doesn't really have or didn't really have that marquee type of, you know, five-tool all-around free agent who's going to break the bank the way next season's offseason will.
Well, the Red Sox seem to have boxed themselves into some kind of a corner here with J.D. Martinez as the only legitimate big bat that's out there on the market. He says he's not content with whatever they're offering, 5 years, $115, $120 million, and will sit out if he has to. Do you think that these two sides, or maybe Martinez and the Diamondbacks, will work something out fairly early on?
Yeah, it's very weird in that it seems like Martinez and the Red Sox are sort of circling each other all offseason. We saw with the Cubs and Yu Darvish where it seemed like, okay, this is the obvious fit. This is, you know, the rumored deal from the early part of the offseason. And finally, they came together on an agreement. I would tend to guess, if I had to guess right now, the Red Sox do wind up signing Martinez. Maybe they have to, you know, move and nudge the contract up a tiny little bit to make him happier. Maybe he whatever it is, and I don't know the nature of their dispute or why they can't come to an agreement, but maybe they come to some sort of compromise. Or he could look to sign one of these pillow type contracts we've seen in other leagues where you sign 1 year, try to prove you're the guy you were for the Diamondbacks last season with the 60 home run pace or whatever he was on, and then try to cash in next season. Problem with that, like I said, is that next season the free agent crop is going to be a lot more competitive.
We're talking with Ted Berg of USA Today here on Downtown. He's down in Florida for spring training. So which teams out there need to do something and tweak their rosters a little bit before we get too deep into preseason?
You know, I mean, because the market has been so slow, there are so many teams that I think could upgrade. The Nationals are a great example. Another team I'm hoping to see this week in that, this is their last year with Bryce Harper and Daniel Murphy under contract. It looks like, the last year of this specific window, they've got both Scherzer and Strasburg signed for a long time. So, presumably they could get back there with the same set of pitchers. But there are moves they could be making at the margins, at least in my view. I mentioned Lucroy, starting pitchers too. They've got, they've got four real strong starting pitchers and a little bit of a question mark in the back end of the rotation. That's a team that, if it were my money, I would probably be trying to capitalize on what looks like the end of a window. And for a team that hasn't advanced in the playoffs this entire time, they've been good. So that's one. There's been a lot of talk about the Cardinals making moves this offseason. They've, outside of adding Ozuna, they've been fairly quiet. They could add too. I think, like I said, just a ton of teams. There's so many guys out there that could help practically every team, especially in terms of starting pitchers, that I feel like there are a bunch of moves to be made.
When you look at teams that have helped themselves, obviously the Milwaukee Brewers come to mind, remaking their outfield, the Yankees with some big moves. Who else has moved themselves up a notch in the power rankings through their offseason moves?
Well, I think that the third one there, you mentioned two of the big ones, and the third one would be the Los Angeles Angels. I think the Shohei Ohtani, obviously that was the big name deal and a huge one for that team. But re-signing Justin Upton, I think, was a good move, extending his contract. It sort of adds, another legit bat to that lineup behind Trout. That's going to help a lot. I think he was good for that offense last season. And then I also really like they added Zach Cozart, a shortstop that they're going to move to third base because they've got Andrelton Simmons. He had a great year last year, and they signed him at a fairly reasonable rate. I think he will play well at third base. I imagine you're going to look at a guy who was a very good defensive shortstop and probably be, an elite or near elite defensive third baseman. All of a sudden, that team looks pretty strong.
With Ohtani, what do we think the Angels will do? Are they considering maybe a six-man rotation?
It's a funny one there, and that's another team I would have thought would have looked to add some sort of certain innings in the starting rotation because they have so many upside guys, Garrett Richards and guys with big arms who have just spent so much time in the last few years on the disabled list. So six-man rotation, maybe not just to accommodate Ohtani, but I think you're going to see a few teams toy with something like that this year as they try to figure out how to better keep pitchers healthy and strong for the whole season. So that's certainly an option for the Angels. I haven't been out there or I haven't read much about that in particular. But yeah, they do have a lot of weapons and they've got now an interesting case in Ohtani where you're going to have to negotiate playing time a little.
He'll certainly be a guy that will get a lot of interest here this season. Who else, who are a couple other heralded rookies to keep an eye on this year?
Not quite a rookie, but a guy you guys are familiar with in New England in Yoan Moncada, playing, I think, every day now for the White Sox. He's a guy who was, just about the biggest prospect in the world a couple of years ago. Maybe some of the luster has worn off a tiny bit, but still an incredibly talented guy that I think is going to get a lot of at-bats this year. And then the big one is this guy, Ronald Acuna, a Braves prospect. He's not going to start the year with the team, I don't think. He's 19 or he's 20 now, but he just had an outrageous season across three minor league levels last year. Sort of shotgunned his way up to the top of every prospect list.
Ted, before you go, we have to ask you, did you perform the traditional homage to Kareem Garcia?
Not yet. I haven't been out drinking in Port St. Lucie yet, but I will try to safely perform some tribute to Kareem Garcia and Shane Spencer's famed, legendary Port St. Lucie pizza shop meltdown.
Absolutely. And whatever you do, apparently stay away from Esteban Loaiza.
Yeah, that is not a baseball news story you read every day. 44 pounds of cocaine. I don't want to know what circumstances got Esteban Loaiza to that spot.
Very strange indeed. Hey, Ted, always great talking baseball with you. We appreciate you making time. Enjoy your days in Florida, and we'll check in with you again as the season rolls on.
My pleasure, Rich. Thanks for having me.
It's Ted Berg, USA Today, here on Downtown.